The week started off feeling like summer with plenty of warmth and humidity. We had some nasty storms come through on Tuesday with the passage of a cold front. That cold front pushed all of that warm and muggy air off to our east and out to sea. In its place, dew points have fallen dramatically, meaning the humidity levels are way down, and we're feeling a little bit like early fall across the region today. And that's going to be the theme over the next several days. And with high pressure building in, I see no weather problems in our area over the next several days. Now, across the area today, we've seen some clouds bubble up as the day has moved along, and there are just a couple of spotty showers, especially in areas north and west of the capital region. So you might see a raindrop or two in spots. Otherwise, we are quiet moving through the late day and early evening hours. Any of these pop-up showers will tend to dry up as we move into this evening. Now, if you happen to have plans later today, and especially around and after sunset, you may want to grab a jacket. With this low humidity air, those temperatures will drop off very quickly this evening, and there's definitely going to be a chill in the air tonight. Overnight lows will drop back mainly into the 50s, though a lot of the higher spots may fall back into the 40s by first thing in the morning. The sky will be partly cloudy tonight, and some areas of locally dense fog are likely. Moving into the day tomorrow, that high pressure area continues to build in. We'll see a mix of sunshine and clouds. It'll be, again, a little bit cool for this time of year, with highs mainly in the 70s, but 60s are likely across the higher elevations, and the quiet weather theme goes on through Saturday and even into Sunday. A check on the tropics today, where we head down to the Gulf of Mexico, where Harvey has turned back into a hurricane earlier today. Now, if you recall, Harvey crossed through the Caribbean Sea last week. It weakened, though the remnants moved across the Yucatan Peninsula of Mexico, and then the storm reemerged over the Gulf of Mexico, and it's been rapidly intensifying over the past day or so. The storm is moving to the northwest and is likely to make landfall potentially as a major hurricane along the Texas coast later this week. Now, the problem with the storm is as it moves closer to the coast, it's going to put the brakes on, and that means there's potential not only for wind and storm surge concerns, but also very heavy rainfall that is likely to lead to some major flooding concerns. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy with areas of fog, low 46 to 54. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, high 66 to 72. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy and cool with areas of fog, low 46 to 54. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, high 66 to 72. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy and cool, areas of fog, low in the 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, with highs in the 70s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy and cool, areas of fog, low 48 to 54. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, with a high of 68 to 74. Region-wide on Saturday, mostly sunny with highs in the 70s, some 60s in the mountains. And we'll do it again on Sunday with mostly sunny skies, highs in the 70s, 60s in the higher terrain. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argenis.